renewing his mother's promise on Lisa Brady, Fox News. A promise of lifelong service from King Charles III in his first address as king after Queen Elizabeth's death yesterday.
I, too, now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
He honored the Queen as an inspiration and spoke of profound mourning while vowing to serve with love as well as loyalty. He also talked about his sons.
William confirming that he will inherit the titles of Duke of Cornwall and Prince of Wales, both of which, of course, are titles that King Charles himself at one point in his life has held. Interesting when he referenced Harry, though. He simply said, I express my love for Harry and Meghan as they continue to build their lives overseas. No mention of titles there whatsoever. I think that was very significant.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in London. The speech was televised and also streamed into St. Paul's Cathedral, where a remembrance service included a tribute to Charles. With many more events to come during 10 days of national mourning. New York's governor declaring a disaster emergency over polio. She says the state is stepping up its polio fighting efforts after the virus was found in the wastewater of another county in the New York City area. And they're renewing an appeal for anyone unvaccinated to get shots. Wall Street snaps a losing streak. The Dow up 377 points at the closing bell. The Nasdaq up more than 2%. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Attorneys for a death row inmate in Alabama ask the state Supreme Court for a new trial.
49-year-old Tavoris Johnson was convicted in 1998 in the murder of Jefferson County Sheriff's Deputy William Hardy. Johnson's first trial ended with a hung jury. A co-defendant in the case was acquitted. Johnson's attorneys are asking the Alabama High Court to review a lower court's decision denying a new trial request. Former judges and prosecutors have also joined in calls to re-examine Johnson's conviction and death sentence that rested on the testimony of a single witness who was paid a reward for that testimony that Johnson's attorneys say was at odds with the physical evidence in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso just getting word that Major League Baseball is ready to accept a minor league union. This coming just hours after the league adopted changes for the 2023 season, including a pitch clock and bigger bases aimed at improving the game by speeding it up. The Queen's death leading to some odd objects listed for high prices on the internet.
A tea bag that was allegedly smuggled out of Windsor Castle by an exterminator in 1998 was up for sale on eBay for $12,000. The used Lipton tea bag comes with a so-called certificate of authenticity from the seller that's located in Decatur, Georgia. The tea bag's tag, by the way, reads America's favorite tea. By Thursday evening, that listing was removed, but other items up for sale by other sellers are two life-sized wax statues statues of Her Majesty for nearly $16,000, a 1953 Queen Elizabeth stamp sheet from Singapore for nearly $40,000, and a Barbie Platinum Jubilee doll going for more than $600. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, the Dow finishing up more than 300 points. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all higher for the week after three straight weekly losses. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.